Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. Happy Easter, everyone. It's spring and we're so excited to be here. I am with Gabrielle Friels. Gabby is a licensed acupuncturist with a doctorate in acupuncture and Chinese herbal medicine. She's a Holy Fire Usui Reiki master, and she's also trained in shamanic energy medicine and neurolinguistic programming. She is a member of the Reiki Membership Association, a professional member, and she has a private practice with energy works and acupuncture, and she teaches integrative Usui Holy Fire Reiki classes. I'm going to have links to Gabby's contact information on our podcast notes if you want to reach out to her afterwards. And she's also generously allowing us to link to her ebook if you're interested in that. Welcome, Gabby.
Thank you so much for having me, Pam. It's such an honor to be here, and happy Easter to all of our listeners. I'm so excited about spring and the flowers blooming, and I'm sending Reiki to all the lovely vegetation coming up in the earth. So thank you so much for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. We are actually going to be talking about the sacred fire of healing, bridging Reiki and shamanism today. But before we begin, I'd just like to let you all know that in May, I'm going to be teaching at the Northeast Reiki Retreat, Level 1 and 2 Animal Reiki in New York. Would love to have you join us for the class and for the retreat if you would like. Also, as this podcast goes live, I am teaching here at the farm, both online and in person. So go ahead and check out our schedule. I have in April licensed level 1 and 2 and master classes, licensed animal Reiki level 1 and 2 and master classes. And in a little later on in May, I've got a Karuna Reiki class as well as animal communication. So I'd love to have you join us for that. And then this summer, be sure to come to Camp Abello, either in person or online, but in person if you can, and join us for a Reiki level 1 and 2 or master class with a whale watching tour afterward. And I'm also teaching animal Reiki 1 and 2 on a weekend in July, a weekend in August, and a weekend in September. And in September, that'll be followed by a master class. And after each of those classes, we will be getting out to see the whales. Although those of you who listen to our whale podcast are probably aware that the whales sometimes also show up in class and make it hard for the students to pay attention, just looking at the whales out the picture window. It's such a beautiful spot. So would love to have you join us in Camp Abello. It's just off of the coast of Maine by a little town named Lubeck. And so hopefully you'll see us there. One more request. My daughter tells me that it's a great idea to ask people to rate your podcast. So if you could go ahead on whatever podcast provider you're using and leave me a review, hopefully it'll be a good one. I do plan on reading some of those reviews out loud in the podcast. So I really appreciate that. And as we're speaking of reviews, if you haven't already left a review on Amazon or wherever you purchase the Reiki business book from, because it is available at 40,000 spots worldwide, please go ahead and leave us a review for that if you can find a few minutes. We so appreciate that. Now, Gabby, what do you have coming up that people might be interested in?
That's a wonderful question. Thank you so much. I have an advanced integrative Reiki class coming up the weekend of April 22nd. You can mark your calendar for that. You do have to be a Reiki master level to take the course because I integrate a lot of shamanic tools, and I feel it's important to have that really wonderful foundation of Reiki 1, 2, and your master level training. So okay. That's exciting. And then I have a Reiki 1 and 2 class coming up online, I believe in May. And you can check out the dates for that on my website, which Pam is so kindly going to share in the Reiki podcast notes. So Thank you so much for asking.
Now, tell us what that integrative class that you talked about. I think everybody's familiar with 1 and 2, but what does that entail?
So I have been trained in shamanic energy medicine. And when I was introduced to the holy fire, when I was initiated into the holy fire, for me, that was such a bridge between the shamanic work and the Reiki work. Because really, I realized at that point, it was just, they were both working through the same systems, just at a different language. And there were just different tools. And if we think about how diverse people lives can be when they're bilingual, being able to utilize energy medicine from a bilingual place just creates an opportunity for enhancing healing outcomes, which for me as an acupuncturist is my ultimate goal, is to create this really sacred space for people to heal on every positive possible level that they can. So the integrative class, which I'm really excited about, I have brought in some shamanic techniques that for me are fundamental. I use them in my clinic every day. And I integrate them with the Reiki tools, the Sui symbols, the holy fire, and then integrate these tools and enhance an opportunity for someone to grow their skills through initiating the Reiki symbols. Because I was initiated as a Sui first, so that's really close to my heart. And keeping those symbols alive, they have so much to offer us. Yeah. They're a language for us and for our clients, between us and between spirit. And I'm so grateful for Mikao Sui for bringing that medicine to our world. And then integrating, I almost do an ignition with the symbols and the holy fire to bring them to a life of their own and give them a language, an enhanced language to be able to communicate between me and my client. And then the module one really works with the energetic anatomy. So I go deeper into the energetic anatomy. And we talk about how the symbols can help us heal in a deeper place through the energetic anatomy, through the chakra system. The chakra system is this vortex of information that has been held within our being since we were born, even before we were born. And so being able to access that portal through each chakra and open up that energy and be able to utilize the symbols and the holy fire to help clean and clear that energy out frees up so much energy in our system. So if you think about having one chakra blocked, how that can block the rest of the entire physiological energy in our field. And as an acupuncturist, I see that clinically. I see how the meridians are really that pivot between the energetic body and the physical body, because the meridians really feed those physical organs. And being able to work with, manipulate the chakra system helps free up energy in the meridian system as well, which then helps free up energy in our physical body, which is really beautiful.
So this class basically just pulls all of this together.
Well, Gabby, yes, I apologize, because I'll just continue to go down the rabbit hole about it because I get excited. So yes, so basically there's three modules. So the first module really just breaks down the energetic anatomy and how to work with the chakra system and integrate your Reiki skills through the chakra system, which is really amazing. We do work with stones and I teach a few other shamanic tools. And then the second module dives deeper into spirit attachments and soul retrievals. Nice. Because that's a really integrative piece for the shamanic world. And we just briefly touch over it in Reiki Master 3. Yeah. So being able to work with that, especially people who've been through a lot of trauma, and yeah, need to take those healing tools a little bit deeper and yeah, really help heal those pieces as they come back and integrate into our energetic and our physical body. So we dive a little bit deeper into that piece. And then module 3 is really about that transition, those final breaths that we take when we take that final leap over the rainbow bridge, we call it in the shamanic world, into the next chapter of our life where we go back to spirit. Wow. So Reiki is really a beautiful asset in the hospice world as people are taking those final breaths. And then there's some really amazing shamanic tools that can integrate with those Reiki tools to help make that transition even more peaceful, even more beautiful, And so they each module builds on each other, because it's just, it's really important, again, to have your Reiki 1 and 2, have those fundamental skills and your masterpiece, and then you can take your skills a little bit deeper, which again creates a really optimal opportunity for enhanced healing outcomes. And I've seen it with myself and my own story and how it's changed my life. And I see it in the students that I've taught.
Nice.
Even my shamanic friends that I've taught Reiki to now, they love the energy that this brings to their practice. So it's really fun and it's exciting. And it's been a dream, actually, of mine for about 10 years to teach this class.
And now you're
And now I'm starting to teach it. Yes. So it's very exciting. And
before we get into that story, I'm just going to want us to go into an invocation today.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so I'm going to invite everyone listening, and we'll join you, to bring your hands together in Gassho. And I loved what Gabby said about being bilingual. We all know that Reiki goes with everything, really. And the more that we learn, the more languages, the more information that we have. So go ahead and activate your symbols today, activating your Reiki energy, and just feeling yourself connect with the earth, roots reaching out from your feet, going into the earth, and just take your consciousness down a little bit further into the groundwater and into the bedrock. And take your consciousness down a bit further still to the lava and the holy fire that exists at the center of the earth, the divine light of the earth. And from this grounded place, allow your consciousness to raise up into the higher heavens, to the third heaven and beyond, where all there is love here. The enlightened beings are here. The duality of the earth no longer exists. This is a place of solution, the place of health and healing, and all things good. It is the place of love. Feel these energies come together in your own heart, your own dear heart. Just noticing your heartbeat aligning with the heartbeat of the earth and the heartbeat of creation. Being aware that although we talk of shamanism today, that a lot of this conversation can apply to any modality that you wish to combine with Reiki. William Rand once told me to take the techniques you've learned in other modalities and invite Reiki to show you how to even raise the vibration of the techniques or to perform them from the highest possible frequency. And just letting the light of the Reiki wash over you and just stretch into those other areas of your life that perhaps you had kept in silos separate from Reiki. Reiki blends with everything. And it's not better than, but it's complementary to everything. And just feeling the Reiki symbols. Tapping out a bead in your heart, beating alongside your heart. Centering you and grounding you. And just opening your heart to receive the blessings of Reiki, the blessings of the earth and the blessings of the heavens today. We thank you for joining us. Aho Matakwio Asin and Namaste. And so just coming back from that now, I can feel that energy just settling in you, Gabby.
It was so well, and I get really excited and then I'm like, but what everything you just said is so beautiful and it's so absolutely divine in what we're talking about today, because grounding into the earth, being very present with ourselves right now and being connected to that place of unconditional love, that's shamanism right there. And it's all just spoken in a different language. So the Japanese do it so eloquently with these beautiful symbols, right? This language, these symbols, and how they magically create almost an artwork and how it's spoken. And shamanic work just comes from a different language. But everything that you just said in your invocation was just absolutely beautiful and perfect. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. A lot of people don't realize, but I personally studied shamanism alongside of Reiki for a while, quite a little while actually. And a lot of people don't realize, and so did William Rand. He worked with the kahuna in Hawaii and worked with that type of shamanism, or the kahuna is very well respected in the shamanic world. But a lot of people don't realize that Yusui Sensei worked. He actually went to China and studied a style of Chinese shamanism prior to creating Reiki. And in fact, the first symbol, the power symbol, is believed derived from his shamanic learnings, like what he learned there. And I think that so many of these things, sometimes we're guided to keep them in silos. And I think that can be very narrow thinking. I think that Reiki belongs with everything. It's certainly with me, it's in every aspect of my life. And there were a few shamanic tools that personally, one of them being soul retrieval, that I didn't use very much because it didn't feel quite right to me. And it didn't really, there was a lot to it. And it's not that I was intimidated by that. It's just that for me personally, I was like, not guided to use that. And William Rand advised me, he said, ask Reiki if there's a better way of doing it, to raise the frequency and see if it resonates with you then. And just the style that I was taught didn't resonate. And I did. And Reiki just showed me a much simpler, a much more beautiful way of doing soul retrieval. Actually, Holy Fire Reiki said, just ask me to do it. It's what it said. And then it's like, what? It can be that simple? I don't have to journey to the lower world or the upper world and find the soul and bring it back and each segment. And the energy said, no, just ask me to do it. And so then I did add soul retrieval to my repertoire because the Holy Fire Reiki just made it simple. And gracious. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit about what made you get involved with Reiki and shamanism, and then what made you want to bring them together?
So thank you for asking that question. So it's interesting. Again, it was a divinely orchestrated intervention, as I call it. It was the universe intervening in my life. Hey, what are you doing? We need to redirect, renavigate. And not that my life was bad. I feel like sometimes we're not living to our highest purpose, our highest vibration.
Yeah.
And I had health issues as a kid. I was diagnosed with some autoimmune diseases pretty young and went through a series of some pretty harsh treatments and that were long-term for chronic illness. And I was a hairdresser. I always wanted to be a hairdresser because my grandmother was, her hair was always beautiful. She was glamorous. She was a hard worker, but she never left the house without red lipstick and her hair done. It was just, I wanted to follow in her footsteps, and I did. And I was a very successful hairdresser. I was 3 years out of hair school. I was of education for a salon. I was doing really well in my career. And the next step in my life, I thought, okay, it's time to buy a house or buy a home. And the home that I purchased was full of very toxic mold, and I got really sick. And in the process of me transitioning through that, I was coming to a point where I was not able to work in the salon anymore. And one of my clients was a nurse at the University of Maryland, and she was pioneering a Reiki program to teach to her students. Nice. And she came in to get her hair done one day, and she looked at me and she said, "You need to come to my house for lunch." And I said, "Do I look that bad? What's going on? Do I look like I really need that much help?" And so I did. And I was on the brink of a really huge transition that I hadn't even begun to realize what that transition was. And she provided me this grace and the safety and this security of being able to connect to a higher source, which I'd never really experienced in my life in that way. And it was just such a gift. And several years went by. And then I met, as I was going through the physical healing process, I met another young woman who had been trained in Reiki. And she, through the woman who initially taught me Reiki, I met another young woman trained in Isui Reiki. And also she had done shamanic training. And we started working together. And things just really started opening up in my energy field. And physical healing started to happen as well. The right people, the right Western medical doctors and complementary acupuncture, holistic people started to show up in my life. And it was just an amazing opportunity for me to see how energy can shift. And energy moves a lot faster than our physical body, right? So we can go in and shift something, and it takes a little while for the physical world to catch up to it. But it was just this, it started rolling me down this path, and I just kept wanting to learn more and more. And I found so much solace in Reiki and the shamanic work. And I wanted people to know, because when you are diagnosed with a chronic illness, the stigma starts to stick to your energy field. And I just wanted people to know that not that they don't need medical treatment. Of course, get medical treatment, get what you need, get the support that you need.
Of course.
But it doesn't have to define your life. It doesn't have to define your path or your purpose. And so that's really where my passion comes in for being able to integrate the two, because they both played such an integral role. I'm sorry, I can't say
that. No, you got it. You got it. They did.
Integral role in my healing. And then I went to acupuncture school, and that just added another layer of understanding of how the energy world and your physical body are that ultimate yin and yang.
Right.
Because it's that pivotal point of the energy and the substance working together. They're independent systems, but they're interdependent on each other. And everything that's going on in the energy world affects your physical body, and everything that's going on in your physical body affects your energy body. So being able to work with all the systems together was just it. Being able to hold a sacred space for people to be able to heal, that's really where my passion comes in, for being able to wanting to teach and share and keep what I was taught all these years ago through Isui Mikau, and bridge together with the holy fire, and then combine it with the shamanic techniques, because they all serve. They all have these really amazing tools that we can use together. And William has been laying the foundation for this since the beginning with the Reiki grids, of bringing all of these modalities together and all of these philosophies together to help the world heal. And that's what this is really about. I just feel like now is the time. It feels like the right time for me just to say, okay, this is where this path has led me. And it was a long path. It took me many years to get back on my feet and heal my life, but it's been very rewarding, to say the least. So,
well, Gabby, what happened just when you brought holy fire into the mix? So you learned Isui Reiki, you learned shamanism, and you were doing those kind of hand in hand. What did you notice when you brought holy fire Reiki into the mix? And speaking of Isui, by the way, I'm grateful to him every day. One of the things that William talks about is that at first, you see, we didn't have an attunement method of passing that enlightenment energy on. And it was after the Great Kanto earthquake that he prayed, because there were so many people that needed help. He was treating six people, one with each hand, one with each foot, one with his eyes, another with his breath. And he prayed, is there a way that I can train people to do this faster? Because it was taking a very long time. People would meditate with Yasui, and over time, they would gain the ability to heal, but it was taking too long and too many people needed help. And that's when he got the attunement. And what William talks about with holy fire is that it's shown up on earth many times, but what was unusual about this time is that we were aware that this beautiful enlightened energy can be passed on through an attunement. And so we use an ignition style attunement to pass it on. And so without Yasui and laying that groundwork, then I don't think William would be able to be laying the groundwork that he has and that you're doing. And so what happened? Now we've got holy fire that we can all study if we choose. It's not for everyone, but if it is for you, what did you notice when you brought holy fire into the mix with that?
Several things. On a personal level, I felt like I stepped into the sun. Just the grace of this radiant light just enveloping me with all this unconditional love and peace. And for those of you that have not done the world peace upgrade, I highly encourage you to do it. I was floating for days after that ignition. It was really beautiful. And I agree with you, and I will answer the question, but I agree with you about Macau Sui's the praying and bringing the entombment, because I believe when he was on the side of that mountain, he was really blessed with the energy of holy fire. And it wasn't really, he didn't understand how to pass it on. And so he had to create, with the symbols, he created a language to be able to communicate with people. And I'm just so grateful that he's on my ancestor altar. I pray to him every morning and thank him, and William and Mrs. Takata and Dr. Hayashi. I'm really grateful for the healing that they brought to my life and the opportunity they brought to my life to shift, because not everybody gets a second chance to re-establish a foundation in their life after being really chronically ill. For me, the holy fire was just, again, this really graceful, peaceful place in my heart, but it also was, that was the, it was like the aha moment. This is the bridge, because with the Sui, we were bringing energy through our being and passing it on. Where, and with the shamanic work, we were really invoking energies outside of our being and utilizing energy from that place. So holy fire was the bridge, because it was both. It was the ability to utilize these symbols from and connect it with this energy outside of us, and also use these tools shamanically outside of us to bridge. And it was just, it almost, I don't want to sound silly, but it almost brought me to my knees in gratitude, because I had been also praying for a way to be able to bridge this in my work, and also in a bridge it in a way to be able to share it. And it was just like, okay, thank you for igniting a path for me to be able to do this, because it just, it feels, especially in today's world with everything that's going on, it just feels like now's the time for all of us to really unite and come together to bring this healing energy as much as we possibly can. So I was really amazed and blown away. And Colleen Benelli's done such a beautiful job integrating shamanic work into the Reiki world with the animal Reiki. And yes, oh, I'm sorry. And you too. Yes, bringing, I'm sorry.
I was with her.
Yes, you guys were together. I'm sorry. But you guys have done such a beautiful job doing that, because it's not just about working on the animals. You guys are, the animals are working with us. Yes, it's a place for us to heal. Those animal spirits, and you talked about the soul retrieval piece. And Ray, I was just going to say to you before you said, oh, holy fire, shame on me for not realizing you had this connection to Reiki. And Reiki does make that process so much easier to be able to do that. I call the distance symbol, you know, that magic carpet, because it takes you to the time and place that where people need, that part needs to reintegrate, where that original wound, that original trauma happened. So it does, the Reiki symbols really do make it a lot easier. But I went off topic from your question. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I'm just going to, from what you said, and I agree with you, shamanism and Reiki really complement each other.
They
but
do.
Then again,
absolutely.
Reiki complements Western medicine. Reiki complements Qigong. Reiki complements my horse work.
Reiki Absolutely.
Complements writing, everything, really.
Everything.
And there's a lot of people, like you talked about Colleen, she too studied shamanism.
Yep.
And did I, so did Sue Strong and Robin Benelli, mm-hmm. the four of us who created Animal Reiki. And it definitely was guided by the Reiki, but I'm also grateful just for the tools and techniques and understandings that
yes.
personally that I got from shamanism. And I expect they probably are too. It just... I find they really complement each other. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the master symbol, I'll say the master symbol instead of the master symbol, if you look at how it's drawn, it really is that upper, middle, lower world because it's that bridge between the three. It's got the root, it's got the ladder that really roots into the earth. It's got that presence of being in the middle, and then it's got the top. I'm not saying that properly. You'll have to edit this piece out. But the top piece almost looks like that enlightened energy that just goes up to that beyond that third heaven and brings that unconditional love in. And that's really, shamanism really is about balance. It's about Aini. It's about connecting to the earth. It's about bringing reciprocity to all three worlds so that we can live in harmony. And that really, so that we can live in harmony, but so that we can connect into the elements that support us living in harmony, the earth, the sun, the trees, the animals. It's just, the Reiki symbols are a beautiful representation of what the core of shamanism really means. And at least in my estimation. And
I think too, that one of the things that Colleen has done, which I loved, I really enjoyed journeying as part of shamanism that I learned, and my journeys were always so vivid and so much happened, and there were always so many animals. And sometimes there's something that we do sometimes in the classes where you journey on behalf of somebody else, and each time I would come back, I'd say, like, it was Noah's Ark, there were so many animals in my journey. And I remember my partner journeying for me, and she said, oh my gosh, you weren't kidding. There are so many animals here.
So many.
And, you know, but of course, I didn't know that I was going to be blessed to be a part of that group that created Animal Reiki. And
that's amazing.
And I didn't know that the animals and the divine animal kingdom, I expect, has just been working with me my whole life.
Absolutely.
With the way that I love animals and have always worked with animals and worked with Reiki and animals. But I love how Colleen has really brought journeying into Reiki, and she puts those two together. And a journeying is a sort of a technique with shamanism that just opens mm-hmm. the mind to possibilities yeah. and to the energies and to understanding. And I absolutely love, she wrote an article called Reiki Journeying, which I'll connect to this podcast
yes.
for
yeah.
anybody who's interested. I absolutely love how she brought those two things together, because I find journeying is something that helps me understand a little better what's happening.
Absolutely. It takes you outside of the physical world and allows you to see it from where spirit communicates with us, which is void of the words that we use in our day-to-day culture. It gives you symbols, just like the Reiki symbols. It gives you yeah. messages from the animal kingdom. It allows us to connect to the ascended masters, to the upper world. And it's just, it really is that connection over that rainbow bridge. And that's why I love the distance symbol, because it actually helps people connect into that journeying piece that maybe have never journeyed before. The ocean of holy love is a beautiful journey that is really amazing for people to connect in who may have never journeyed. And I often tell people who have never journeyed before, have you ever had a daydream where you're no. awake, but you're not really present to the physical world that's going on around you, but you're dreaming of that vacation. You're dreaming. And that's really what spirit's helping us do through journeying, is just helping us dream while we're awake. And the Reiki symbols are a great analogy of that too, because the symbols help us journey and heal from a different place with the connection to spirit. So I love
agree.
That.
Yes, Gabby.
No.
Hey, do you have some examples of some techniques or practices where you bring Holy Fire Reiki and your shamanic work together, like with yourself or clients? Do you have any stories you could share that would just help us understand a little better how this all works?
Absolutely. One of the techniques that I teach actually in the advanced integrative class is chakra shifting, because the chakras are really malleable and they actually have a spin, and you can manipulate the energy in them to help open them up. And it opens up the portal to their energy, and it helps release whatever isn't serving them. And the beautiful part about that is you can run Reiki the whole time that you're doing that. And you can also actually install Reiki symbols into their chakras to help rebalance and reset them. So that's one of the techniques that I teach in the class. And let's see, another story I have, I actually was going to use a story from, because I have so many stories I could talk to you for days. Yes. Especially because my name is Gabby, talk for days. One of the stories I share is one of my students who has done a lot of shamanic training. She did a holistic fair, and she has been trained in holy fire and also has done the integrative class. And she had a booth, and she was running Reiki, but she was also playing a drum, like a shamanic drum. And somebody down the way, I've never seen this type of a machine, but somebody at a booth like two sections down had a woman connected to an apparatus that was like tracking the energy in her chakras. I've never seen one of these machines, but apparently somebody has one. So they're tracking the energy in this machine, and my student is playing her drum and running Reiki, and the machine is like picking up what she's doing. And everybody came running down, and they were asking her, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm integrating the energy that I learned in my shamanic class with the holy fire Reiki." And they were just like, because it was actually tracking on this machine, and it was balancing out this woman's chakras by doing both together. And I was just like, and she was two booths down, and I thought, wow. I was even like, wow, that's really amazing. The Reiki energy alone is very powerful, but when you incorporate these other tools, because drums bring the energy of a room together, whereas a rattle shakes up the energy.
Yeah.
But the drum brings everything together. And I thought, wow, that's how amazing. The Reiki energy is just helping her balance, and the drum's just really resetting everything in her system. And I thought, that's pretty amazing. So
it really is. Gabby, what do you notice about, are there any common misconceptions or challenges with integrating these two energies? Every so often you'll get somebody saying, you shouldn't do that. And I always stop to think, wait, who made you the boss?
Because I love that. Who made you the boss of me?
This, you know, this all comes from spirit. Like,
it's true.
Who did he tell you were in charge? Like, these things do blend together beautifully. I remember people telling me that I shouldn't attune my animals to Reiki. And I physically had watched. It's not something I actually, a concept that I came up with. It was my Reiki teacher who offered to attune my horses to Reiki, and recognizing that they were picking, as empaths, they were picking up energy from myself and from their students. I said, yes, absolutely. And then when I learned my master's, I talked with William about it, and he said, sure, and you can take them higher. And I had people say, you shouldn't do that. And that didn't make any sense. Those people hadn't seen, like, right. I saw with my eyes how happy, comfortable, relaxed. I watched my horses process. Some of the horses that maybe had a few traumas and things in their past, I watched them process that. I could see with my eyes how positive it was. But every so often you'll have somebody saying, oh, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't mix this or whatever. And I don't usually pay attention, because I go straight to the source for my guidance. Yes. And pay more attention to that. But what are some of the misconceptions that show up with people with blending Reiki and shamanism? Has there been anything you've experienced?
Sorry, I was going to say thank you for sharing your story. And one thing I'll say about horses, which you probably already know, you're well more versed in working with them than I am, but they're amazing creatures, because they're the one animal, excuse me, that will They will engage with you as long as you're being really authentic, and will not engage with you if you're not being really authentic. And there's actually a really wonderful movie called The Horse Boy. I don't know if you're familiar with that movie.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It's amazing.
A man with autism. Yeah.
Amazing movie.
I work with autistic students and horses, actually.
That's amazing.
It is. It's an absolutely beautiful thing to see. It's,
yes.
Yeah. And Horse Boy was very much a part of something that I wanted to see as soon as it came out.
Yes, that's wonderful. Yes, and Rowan's doing so well. I follow him still on Facebook, and yes, no, that's amazing. That makes my heart really happy. So good. It is awesome. Reiki really does blend with everything. And I even thought about going back and doing a class for hairdressers because I thought, wow, if I had known this when I was doing hair, how much more could I provide for my clients while they were in the chair?
And something that I tell my hairdresser, I'm like, do you guys realize how important you are?
Yeah.
If I don't look good.
I know.
It changes everything. When I leave here looking great and like, you're really important.
You're so, it's thank you for that, because I think a lot of times hairdressers don't realize how important they are.
But they're very important.
You have the skills to feel beautiful inside and out because you're trained in Reiki, but so many women don't. So many women don't. So being able to gift them that while they're sitting in the chair, I just think would be so amazing to.
I think it would be, I really think you should develop that course, Gabby, for hairdressers, seriously. And I, at the salon that I go to, a lot of the hairdressers are trained in at least level one Reiki. I'm pretty sure the salon owner pays for it.
Wow.
For staff
to
get their level one training. And I think if they want to go beyond level one, they pay for it themselves.
Yeah.
But not all of the staff, but quite a lot of them. And a lot of the estheticians and stuff tell me that they're trained in Reiki and they listen to my podcast. And
that's
hi, guys.
Awesome. No, that's awesome. Anytime you're working with the public, you're right. It blends with everything because there you can bless somebody's life just by sending them Reiki as you're working with them. And it makes such a tremendous difference. So there's so many, restaurant workers can bless food before it goes out. There's just so many ideas for amazing classes. I want to do a class for acupuncturists because there's a lot of times that are people that are chronically ill that needling them actually is more invasive if they don't have enough vital life force to actually move the chi. So being able to do Reiki with acupuncture points and getting that CEUs for acupuncturists to be able to learn how to do that. So I'm working on that too. But the question that you asked, is there any
misconceptions or even controversy around this?
I think Reiki has done such a beautiful job integrating our culture into energy medicine in general. I know that there's still a lot of stigmatism around shamanism in general. Like you say the word shamanism and people, sometimes they get a little taken aback. And I really think the biggest misconception is just a lack of understanding because they don't understand that really shamanism is just creating that balance and connecting with the earth and listening to the wind and connecting with the animals and allowing them to assist us and allowing those energies, invoking those energies into our life and calling on their power to help create the life that we want, just like we do with the Reiki symbols. So honestly, I think the biggest misconception is just a lack of understanding. And that's just a Western culture thing. And I think Reiki's doing a really beautiful job at helping to pave the pathway for that to be a lot more accepted. Right. And I think breaking it down just into terms that are easy to understand. For example, we walk into our homes and we flip on that light switch and we can't see the energy running through the walls, but we know when we flip on that light switch, that light is going to come on, and the energy that we're utilizing, whether it's shamanism or Reiki, is no different. We're putting the sacredness into it by creating meaning with it and allowing it to flow through our hearts, our compassion, and our connection to the energy. But the energy, Albert Einstein said it so eloquently, it's everything is energy, E equals MC squared. It's all energy. So I think, honestly, I think the more we move forward in this world and the more Reiki practitioners we have creating grids and really bridging those philosophies together, I think will harmonize any misunderstandings or miscommunications. But for me, I'm like you, I just stick with source. I stay on the right side of the light and stick with source and let that information just flow through as necessary. I actually, interestingly enough, even in the acupuncture world, you know, we taught, especially as it's trained today, a lot of the more westernized schools of acupuncture teach us not to talk about qi. And I'm thinking, that's what we're working on. We're working on qi. That's the pivotal point. So that's really what I hope to do, is to help deconstruct any misconceptions so that it's more understandable for people, it's more digestible for people, and they're more willing to say, oh, this is just like the energy that runs through my internet or the energy that runs through my house. And it's energy that can just help support me, and it's a connection to the earth. And I think Reiki, as I said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I think Reiki's doing a beautiful job just paving the way for us to be able to do that.
That's exactly what I was just, we had the same thought, Gabby, like the sacred fire of healing, bridging Reiki and shamanism. And you're just saying Reiki is that bridge. And I agree with you. It's the bridge to everything.
I agree.
Listen, tell us a little bit about this ebook that we're including for the listeners, if they're interested.
Thank you so much for including that. I really appreciate it. So the ebook is really just my story of how powerful Reiki was in helping to change my life. And I think we all experience change and transition. And sometimes it's chosen and sometimes it's very unexpected. And how can we embrace it in a way that is not so disruptive? So the name of the ebook is called Lemonade, Changing or Finding the Sweetness in Change and Transition, because we've all been handed a plate of lemons at one point in our life. And how do we accept the sourness of the lemons, or do we take what we've been gifted and or take what we've been given and turn it into a gift and be able to move forward in a positive way? And I think that's so important, especially in today's world, because the pandemic disrupted everybody's life unexpectedly. Yes. And some people came through it very well, and some people had to, it was really hard. And Reiki is such a wonderful tool when you are experiencing these unexpected transitions. It gives you a place of peace. It gives you a connection to source. It gives you a language to be able to communicate, to help reclaim your power, help rebalance your emotions, help you plan for the future, and help you navigate through that future, and then help you really remaster what it is that you want to create in your life. And I feel, so that's really what the book's about. It's about my little personal story of how Reiki was the gateway of possibilities for me and being able to help me take that lemon and turn it into lemonade. And I'm so grateful for that.
I love that. Gabby, before we move into our experience today, is there anything else you'd like to share?
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, Pam, thank you so much for hosting this podcast and sharing this amazing with the world. And thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor to be here, to be able to share my story and share my dream. All of you are a manifestation of what I've wanted to create for many years. So honor and blessings to all of you. And yeah, I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you, Gabby. We're going to actually do something fun with our meditation today. Gabby is going to open the space with shamanism, and then I'm going to slide in with our Reiki meditation so that you can really see how beautifully these two energies can blend and marry, really.
Absolutely.
Come together. So I'm going to invite you to go ahead and get started, Gabby.
Absolutely. So I just invite everybody, no matter where you are, if you're driving, of course, don't close your eyes. If you're driving and listening, you can wait till you get home and replay the podcast and participate. Bless you, Pam.
Thank you.
You can replay the podcast. So I just invite you to get comfortable wherever you are and just take a deep breath. And just sink into your belly. And as Pam so beautifully guided us to do when she did the invocation, just allow the roots, your roots, to feel firmly supported by the earth. We're just going to open up sacred space, which is just a sacred container to create a vessel for us to be able to communicate with spirit. And a lot of times with our Reiki energy, we'll use the power symbol on all four walls, the floor and the ceiling. So this is a similar concept, but we are invoking the energies of the four cardinal directions. We're also going to call in the energy of the earth and the energy of the sun. So with that, I'm just going to rattle a little bit. To the winds of the south, sweet serpent, wrap your coils of light around all of us. Allow us to connect belly to belly with the Mother Earth and to feel her love, her grace, and her support. Allow us to shed our past in one piece as you shed your skin, and allow us to glide into our future in peace and grace. Aho. To the winds in the west, Adaranga, Mother Sister Jaguar, you who have seen the birth and eternal life, we ask you to prowl around and protect our medicine space. Allow us to connect into the animal kingdom, to the animal Reiki. Allow us to feel the grace and peace of your presence. Allow us to cross this rainbow bridge into the eternal light. Aho. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, the place of the ancestors, we ask all of you to be present with us this day. Gather around and protect our medicine space. We ask the energy of the hummingbird to help us to glide in the direction of our destiny, knowing that everything we need is provided for us. Allow us to find the flowers unique to our journey and to find and drink that sweetness of life. Aho. To the winds of the east, Great Eagle Condor, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Allow us to dream of the possibilities we have yet to imagine. Allow us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit, and allow us to hold a vision for world peace for every person on the planet. Aho. Pachamama, sweet Mother Earth, the mother who will never leave us, who holds us gently on her belly. We thank you, sweet mother, and we honor all of your people, the Reiki people, the stone people, the plant people, the animal people, the two-legged, the winged, and the furred. We ask you to hold us gently on your belly this day. We ask you to guide us, to allow our roots to go gently and deeply into the grace of the holy fire that burns at the heart of your belly. Aho. Nichi Tai Tai, Father, Son, Great Spirit, you who are the innameable one and go by so many names, we ask you to be here this day. We ask you to shine your light on this experience. We ask you to shine your light in our hearts. And we ask you to shine your light on all of the participants today on this podcast. Allow us to all connect from this place of higher love and peace and grace. And we thank you for showing up for us unconditionally every single day. Aho. Okay.
We're going to move into the heartbeat of the earth meditation from our animal Reiki. With your eyes closed, continue taking some deep breaths and place your Reiki activated hands on your heart. Feeling Reiki flowing through your hands and into your heart. the light of Reiki, the light of the earth, the light of divine beings, and the light of creation surrounds you and fills your breath. And as you breathe in the light, it travels in on your breath. It fills your body with light, and the light within you wakes up and is revealed in you. You remember your love, your higher consciousness, and your pure heart. You can see it now. The light of the earth is revealed in you as you remember that your body is made of the earth to give your spirit life and breath. And the light of the divine is revealed in you as you remember that your spirit is made of the light and you are here in your life to be human. The light of creation and the light of your body are one light within you. Your divine nature is present in your human nature, and you remember your beautiful spirit, your life force. It is here in your body and in your life in this moment in time. Listen now. Listen to the heartbeat of the earth, the heartbeat of the waters and all life in the waters. You can hear the heartbeat of the animals and of the trees and of the birds in the trees. You can hear the heartbeat of creation in the four winds and in the cycles and rhythm of the moon and the sun and the rhythm of the stars in the night sky, the planets and our solar system, the heartbeat of the Milky Way, the galaxies and the universe. Listen to the heartbeat of creation. It all beats in the same rhythm as your own dear heart. And so your body now aligns with the heartbeat and the rhythms and the cycles of the earth, and the heartbeat and rhythm and cycles of creation. One heartbeat, one light, one breath. Right now, in this moment in time, in your daily life. The power of love at the core of the physical world and the light of pure consciousness becoming all things. You bring this awareness now into your body that you are like all life on earth, part of the animal kingdom. Everything here lives in the rhythms and the cycles of this beautiful creation, the earth. So bring your awareness to your body now and listen. Hear your heart beating in your body and in your life today, and breathe into this moment. Invite you to stay in this space as long as you'd like. When you're ready to come back into the room, you can open up your eyes and bring your awareness of your heartbeat, like the heartbeat of the animals and all life on earth. Ahomataku wasam. Namaste. Amen. Amin. Ashe. Shalom. And so it is.
I love that.
Thank you.
So beautiful.
Gabby, thank you so much for being here with us today. And to the listeners, we love you. Thank you so much for turning up and for supporting us and just being open to all of these wonderful new ideas. I feel that the more perspectives that we are made aware of or become familiar with, the more we can get to know God, whatever name that you use. And so I think that all of these other modalities are a blessing. I love how you described them as other languages, Gabby. And I think that that's so true. And so glad that we're all here together today.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste.